You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Thankful and blessed to be the winner of my third Global Music Award. We just won a bronze medal for God on the Mountain Live. And I am so grateful and thankful that I get to share this award with you and speak about this and enjoy this great gift to my life. I have the honor of being a three-time Global Music Award winner now. My first Global Music Award was a bronze award for The Stars of Heaven, which also was nominated for an Indigenous Music Award. I have a silver Global Music Award that I won for The Desire of Nations, which is the winner of a Native American Music Award, and I am so grateful for that, and so thankful for Cloudwalker, who collaborated with me to make this terrific music. And now we have a Bronze Medal Global Music Award for God on the Mountain Live. I had the opportunity to sing in a revival in my home church, in my beloved hometown of Cherokee, North Carolina, on the Quala Boundary Reservation in the Great Smoky Mountains. And it was recorded, and then we worked on it in our little home studio and released it as a single. And I'm so blessed by that, because it was just a labor of love, where I was called on to sing, I stood up and sang, and one take. No auto-tune, no do-overs. there's nothing wrong with that. But God put his super on my natural, and this cover of a classic Southern gospel, country gospel song has now won a Global Music Award. And I'm so thankful for that in so many ways. I'm so wonderful. I just think it's so wonderful that when we say yes to God, we never know exactly what he's going to do, but we know it will always be wonderful, and it will always be marvelous and great. I'm very blessed now, because this particular song has just continued to be a blessing to other people, to help them, to encourage them, and I'm grateful for that. I'm really thankful for that. And so I want to celebrate today. We're celebrating. We all have a lot to be thankful for, and this is something that we're incredibly thankful for right now. And I just wanted to make sure that all of us had a chance to enjoy it together. It's a blessing that even as we win the Global Music Award for this song, it's also been nominated for nominations for the Homegrown Music Awards. In the Best Country Song, Best Rock Performance, Best Christian Song, Best Country Vocal Performance. I'm so thankful for that, that people all over the world are enjoying this song. And it's a wonderful way to remind ourselves that sometimes when we say yes, oh, God has doors to open and blessings to give us and treats and favors and good things. And it's always, always, always worth it to say yes to God. This song, in addition to this Global Music Award, is highly favored also by being nominated for two Rampage Music Awards, Best Christian Song and Best Christian Solo Performance. And so I'm just amazed that God took a moment in time and has used it to bless me and to bless so many others. And I'm grateful to all of you who have listened to this song. There's a music video for it on Dawn Karima YouTube channel. You can share that. And in these tough times right now, it's great to listen and remember that God loves you. Oh, he loves you. How much he loves you. And this song will certainly remind you of that. Global Music Awards. Thank you to everyone everywhere who has ever done anything to help me. And thank you most of all to God for this great award and this tremendous honor. It's a true gift to my life, and I'm very, very grateful. I want to encourage you. An award like this for me is encouragement. It's God's way of saying to us that we're on a good path, that we're on a right path, that he's blessing and favoring the things that we do. We don't need the approval of other people to do the right thing. But sometimes it sure does help, you know, especially in times like these where it feels like you're doing the right thing and sometimes the right thing isn't happening to you. And sometimes, you know, it's just discouraging. And I believe an award like this is encouragement. And it's a way that God is encouraging all of us in our lives. And so I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to dream again. I know things have been really challenging. And for a lot of us, we're just concentrating on surviving. You know, just make it through another day without getting sick. Go to work and come back, or work from home and homeschool our kids, or maybe they do go to school, but we're just trying to do what we're supposed to do. And it seems like sometimes the circumstances are getting harder and harder. Just when you figured out how you're going to pay your bills, here comes inflation. And then here comes rising gas prices, which thankfully now are falling. And then there's politics and drama and personal problems and pandemics. And every day of our life becomes, if we're not careful, a day of just struggling to survive. What I want you to take from this award is that we're not just struggling to survive. We're believing God to thrive. Each of you has dreams in your hearts and visions. And Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And yes, he'll give you what you want, but mostly he'll give you the things to want. Those things that you're passionate about, that you're hopeful about, that you dream about, that you think about, that you want to do. Those are good desires, and good desires because every good and perfect gift comes from above. Good desires are from God. And he put those desires in you not to torment you or to taunt you or to say, look what you want, but you don't have it and can't have it. He put those desires there so that you would want what he wants for you. So let's take a few minutes and think about the desires of our hearts. What are your dreams? I'm not asking what you can do. What are your visions? I'm not asking what you can afford. What are your gifts and talents? I believe that every person is given a gift, a talent, a way of being and doing something in their life which tells the world and lets God shine and lets the world know how much God loves them. A lady came up to me once and said, when you sing, I feel God's love. Each one of us has a gift, a grace, a chrism, a favor, a talent, an ability that lets the world know that, yes, God loves you, even you. You'll do better later, but God loves you just like you are, and Jesus will help. What's yours? Sometimes our gifts and talents get buried under everyday life. Maybe you loved to do something when you were younger and now you don't have time, or maybe you want to do something and you don't know how you're going to do it and still hold down your job or take care of your family. Maybe right now you're starting out as a young person and you know what you love. And you have to take that with you into the rest of your life. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Your gift will open doors for you. Your gift will inspire favor for you. When I sang God on the Mountain, I didn't go there to sing that night. I got out of my car and I went into the service and I sat down on the pew and I was prepared to listen. And then I was called upon to sing, and that's where the magic happened. Always be ready, in season and out of season. Instant in prayer, ready, to use your gift, your talent. But your talent will open doors for you. Your gift will open doors for you that you can't open by yourself. Your gift right now is God's gift to you, and it's his gift to the world around you. How can you use it? I have 3 Global Music Awards now, and I'm so grateful for those, but I think about the time when I sang at the Elders' Lunch. I think about going to the Solicare and singing for the little people that were in the nursing home. And nobody paid me. And nobody was like, wow, you're amazing. They just were like, I enjoyed that. And they did. And it's great. But when I was doing those things, I had no idea that I was sowing seed into a beautiful harvest. Where can you sow seed in your life? Who can you bless with your gift? Who can you help with your gift? Who can you encourage with your gift right now? Not later. I hear people say that a lot, you know. Oh, when I get better at this, I'm going to start doing it. Or once I learn to do this, I'm going to start doing it. Or, oh, I'd love to be in the NBA or the NFL. What are you doing now? Where are you playing today? Are you in a league or a team? Are you singing in your church? Are you helping other people right where you are? You can't get there if you don't start here. When I won the Native American Music Award, a man, a reporter, did an interview with me and then referred to me as an overnight success. And I was really stunned by that. And I said, wow, well, if I'm an overnight success and that's the longest night I've ever heard of. Because I've been singing since I was in preschool, on stages, with microphones, in churches and concerts and gatherings and service. I think about singing at Parson of the Hills when we would have the Christmas giveaway and be giving everybody food and coats and toys for the kids and Christmas baskets. And I'd be singing for people who, some of them I saw again and some of them I never did. What's your gift? And how can you use it right now, today? Today, before sundown. You're listening to this at night. Tomorrow morning, how can you get up and use your gift, your talent, to help others? Well, I guess first of all, we better find out what that gift or talent or vision or dream actually is. And I really believe if you start with prayer, you're on a good path. And so pray. And ask God to show you, what are the gifts and talents that you've given me? Talk to trusted people. Young people, talk to your elders. What do they see in you? Look at your family. Have you noticed some grace gifts are attached to families? I come from a family of spiritual people. There are families like that where every member of the family can sing. Famous families. Families that got enough people who can sing and dance that they could start a whole musical group just with their kin folks, right? DeBarge, Winans, Jackson. There are whole families that go into business and make things work in an honest and good way. There are people who have gifts and talents to do things and perhaps they take after someone in their family, or they were introduced to it by someone who is in their circle. It's okay to ask your circle. What do you think I do? Well, I mean, I'm looking at me, but, you know, what does your coach say? What does your trainer say? When you tried out for the team and didn't make it, does that tell you something maybe about your gifts? I don't know. When you tried out for choir and they didn't pick you, does that tell you something about your gifts? When you tried out for the school play and they did choose you, is that putting you on a path toward gifts? Think about what you do well. Think about what you like doing. Think about what isn't work to you. I meet people all the time who say that they do not like public speaking. I can't imagine, because that's the kind I like best. I would rather be on a stage with a microphone doing my motivational speaking to a crowd, hundreds of people. I would rather be speaking over the airwaves than sit down and have a one-on-one dinner with somebody I don't know. I'm more comfortable speaking publicly. And yet I know people who get sick, and I taught public speaking at the university level, and I would have students that didn't show up to make their speech final. Failed the course because they wouldn't give a two-minute speech about a topic they got to choose. And yet for me, oh, I love it. And so God has used that to create my career. TV, radio, podcast, motivational speaking, university teaching, all of it has one thing in common. I get to be an oracle. Doesn't feel like work to me. I look forward to it. What do you love? What do you do that when you do it, people are delighted by it, but it's easy for you? It's fun for you. Even if it's hard work, you still like doing it because it's your gift. What are your gifts? It's always wise to make an inventory, to know what you have in your home, to know what you have in the bank, to know what you have in yourself. What small business could you start with the gifts and talents that you have? What other things could you do to make your life better using those gifts and talents? I am amazed. By the wonderful array of gifts and talents unique to every person that God has placed in this earth. So let's find ours. And having found it, what are you doing with it? There's a difference between a gift and a talent, right? Some of you have a gift. You can run fast. You can jump high. You're tall and athletic. Are you training? Are you practicing? Then it turns into a talent. Some of you are musical. You love music and you have the ability to make music, but you've got to practice that instrument. You've got to hone that talent. How are you doing that? Are you using that gift? Are you increasing your talent in that area? What are you doing? Miracles. I was taking a trip one time, and I really didn't know where I was going, and the phone signal in the mountains of North Carolina is not really that great, and I was not able to keep getting directions, and it was getting confusing, and so I pulled into a strip mall, and there was a little store there, $5, $7, $9. And I went in and I bought a couple of cute skirts, and then I spoke to the clerk and I said, I'm trying to get here. You ever been trying to get here? I'm trying to get here. But I don't know the way. And she tried to tell me, and another customer tried to tell me, and everybody tried to think about it out loud, figure it out. And finally she said, you know what? Do you know where you're going? I said, no, ma'am, I don't. She said, okay, we'll get back on the highway here and drive and drive until you see a McDonald's and get off there at this particular exit. Then go ask them. Go ask them how to get where you're going. And they'll tell you, you get back on the highway and you'll drive until you see another McDonald's. And then stop and ask them, and they'll tell you how to go the rest of the way. Just go from one destiny to the next destiny. To the next destiny. And you'll get there. At that time, I thought to myself, that'll preach. That'll preach. Because I know the word is destination, but she used the word destiny. And that was a prophetic word into my life. You don't have to have it all figured out. When I started singing as a preschooler, a mic and a stage and an audience of people clapping, I don't think I knew the way to Global Music Awards. But I went from one destiny to the next destiny, and I met people who helped me. And I, at each destiny, I met someone who could help me and favor me and open doors for me. And now, here we are. I went from one destiny to the next destiny to the next destiny until I arrived at my destination where I got to speak and to sing. And it was a tremendous event for my life. Your destiny doesn't have to be all planned out. You don't have to know exactly how and where you're going to end up. You just have to know who does. And that's God. As you pray to our faithful Creator and walk with Him, you are going to see doors open for you. You're going to go from one destiny to the next destiny. And He's going to bring you safely to your destination. And sometimes going from destiny to destiny does look really crazy. You know, like, I didn't have worldwide pandemics on my bingo card. I didn't think that we would go through so much political drama and upheaval. I didn't see sky-high inflation and difficult days and times, and I didn't see any of that when I was going from one destiny to the next destiny. But you know who did. And as I pray, God shows me how to navigate these perilous times. I'm thinking about a time when the Apostle Paul was supposed to go on a trip on a boat, and he told the people he didn't think they should go. But they didn't want to stay where they were, and they didn't like where they were, and so they didn't listen to him, and they set out, and they ended up in tempest and, oh, storms and trials and doldrums and messes. You ever done that? You did something you shouldn't have done, or you went away you shouldn't have gone, and you were supposed to go from one destiny to the next destiny, but somehow you just ended up in a storm. And always what reminds me that God is in control of that is that Paul said to them, while everyone was miserable and wretched and thought, oh no, this is the end, he said, you know, God, whose I am and whom I serve. And he had sent an angel to let Paul know that everyone would be all right. There would be no loss of life, just the ship. But if you're in God's hands and you're serving Him, I truly believe He will take you safely from one destiny to the next destiny, to the next destiny, to your destination in Him.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Ruth.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety. But with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
Yeah, hold on to your girl, Miss Ava. Better believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, they pray hard. Ain't never look back once the war forgave.
Granddaddy used to say that the enemy only had a handful of weapons and he juggles them. Deception, division, discouragement, delusion, and distraction. And those are the enemies still of your dreams and your visions in life. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. I was having a really hard time my final semester at Harvard University before I was scheduled to graduate. And I did graduate successfully, and I'm so thankful for that. But during that semester, a lot of things were going wrong in my personal life. There was a lot of uncertainty about what I would do with my career next. And just, you know, And my advisor said to me, I want you to be like the horses that pull barges down canal. And I thought, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. That doesn't really sound like a goal that I have. And he said, you know, you're right. It isn't a lot of fun. But those horses had blinders on so that they could only look straight ahead. Now, that sounds like a little bit of cruelty to me personally, but I understood his point. They couldn't look left. They couldn't look right. They just looked straight ahead and kept walking. And he said, I don't want you to look left. I don't want you to look right. I just want you to keep walking towards your diploma, towards your graduation. So I finished my thesis, and I graduated. And went on to get my master's degree and my PhD, and all is well. Sometimes when you're going from one destiny to the next destiny, you have to make sure you don't get distracted. I hear people say that they have dreams, they have goals, they have things they'd like to do, they have gifts and talents they'd like to use, but they tell me they don't have enough time. And I understand that. I understand that. But God works in times and seasons, and so maybe this is the season for you to homeschool your children, or this is the season for you to take care of a newborn, or this is the time that, you know, you're a newlywed and you're building the foundation of your marriage, or you're starting a new job or finding... So I understand there are seasons where, no, maybe you shouldn't start and try to do anything too new. This is your season. But then there are seasons when we have to take an inventory of our gifts and talents and then find out, what am I doing that I don't need to be doing? What am I doing that's wasting my time? What am I doing with the 24 hours in my day that I could change so that I have time for this gift? I have time for this talent. One day somebody asked me, why did you decide to sing in churches? And I said, because I was already there. Right? I mean, it really wasn't that sophisticated. I was raised in church. As a child, that's where I was, and that's where people were singing. So children's choir and church choir and special music and revivals and solos, and then it began to increase from there. I was invited to other churches to sing, and then invited to do programs. And you all know, then the recording came out of it, making The Desire of Nations, making The Stars of Heaven. You know, the songs and the singles came out of what I was already doing. But church was the prominent place in our lives, and I was there, and I sang there. And God used that to bless people and to bless my life as well. So please don't get distracted, and don't get discouraged. I know. Oh, I know. I've seen the headlines. I bet, the grocery store, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah. I understand completely. I really do. I do. And that's why I think it's important for us to make encouragement a focal point of our lives. When I feel discouraged, one of the things I immediately do is ask God for encouragement. We don't do these things to be seen of men. We don't, you know, we don't get our approval from other people. We don't make that the center of our life. Likes aren't what we live for. But they sure do help sometimes. And I believe that the Global Music Award and the other awards we've been winning and nominated for, I believe they're God's way of saying to me, good job. You're on a good path. Keep doing what you're doing. In fact, if I was doing something and no one ever encouraged me or liked it, I might take it back to God and ask questions. But I also know that we follow God and His Word, and sometimes people don't understand, and sometimes they don't appreciate what we're doing. And that's why God sends us these beautiful signs and wonders sometimes, just to let us know. Peace is one of those things. I've heard so many people, I've heard basketball players say it, I've heard singers say it, I've heard teachers say it, that when they do what they're doing, they get in a zone, and there's just peace. And that lets them know they're on the right path. Peace is their umpire. And so, if today is discouraging you from your gifts and talents, and you feel like, oh my, your dreams will never come true, the number one suggestion I have is that you start encouraging somebody else. And social media makes that so easy. You can just start by being the person who wishes people happy birthday. Congratulations in the comments when they post something good that's happening. You can support. You can drop little pictures and comments and love. Just start with that. Like when I start to feel discouraged, that's what I do. I start just, okay, sprinkling around joy like confetti. I start encouraging other people on social media. I start sending messages. I start texting my friends and loved ones, letting them know I love them and sending them a cute picture of our dog. I just try to put it out into the atmosphere, change the atmosphere. Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. Y'all hear me say that all the time. And so we're going to make sure then that we start by being grateful and thankful, and we show that by encouraging other people. Pick up the phone, old school, and call somebody and just tell them, I just wanted to let you know that I love you and I appreciate you and you're doing a great job of being my friend today. Also, when we do that, what I find is my mood starts to elevate. I start to feel encouraged. I start to feel uplifted. I start to feel better. And you know what usually happens 9 times out of 10? Encouragement starts coming my way. Now, not always from the people that I encourage. So be very careful about that, because that can lead to bitterness. You know, if you think, oh, I always like their stuff and they never like any of mine. Well, who else does, though? See, a lot of times I believe so that God gets all the glory. He doesn't make it a transaction. He doesn't make it a trade. He says, okay, you encourage all these other people. Here's some encouragement for you. But it may not be the people that you help. The people you give to may not give back to you. It may come from another source just so God gets all the glory. You're looking left and God's moving right. Right. Righteously. And so sometimes we have to remember that. We use our gifts and talents. We're a blessing to other people. It may be a whole different group of people who blesses you. Just so God gets all the glory. He gets all the credit. Nobody can say, well, yes, I did a lot for them, so now they're doing something for me. Nope. God did it. And I'm grateful. I want you to think now of who you can encourage. There are seasons people are going through. You can encourage people who are having joys, and you can encourage people who are having concerns. You can encourage people who encourage you, and you can encourage people who don't. I really believe that we can cast our bread on many waters, and we'll find it again after many days. We can cast our seed into the ground, and we don't know what'll grow. Perhaps it all will. And so I want you to think about being an encourager today. And if you need a way to encourage someone, God on the Mountain is available. It's available wherever music is streaming. We have a video on YouTube, and you can just send that out. Send the YouTube link. Say, good morning. Have a beautiful day. God is going to take care of you. I do that. I deeply, deeply want to encourage you about something else. I want you to think about the joys in your life more than you think about the concerns. That's a challenge, but you're up to it. Oh, I know. I've had some pretty tremendous concerns, as many of you know. Some great grief and terrible sorrow. And even in the midst of that, God taught me to pray. Lord, don't let me fall out with you, because you're the only one that can help me. And one of the ways that I made it through those terrible times was by concentrating on gratitude. And sometimes it felt like I was digging for crumbs. You know, like I was just like, okay, Lord, thank you. You know, blessed are my eyes for they see, blessed are my ears for they hear. And yet terrible tragedies were looming at the time. But focusing on our joys instead of our concerns does help a lot. And you can help other people to focus on their joys as well. Magnify your joys, but magnify theirs too. Conversation starts and people start talking about how bad the economy is and how crazy politics are and all of that, you can be the one who says, but isn't it wonderful that we're all here together? And so there are moments when you will have to encourage yourself. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and sometimes you will have to as well. There are times when you will just have to take yourself out to eat. You will just have to pat yourself on the back and say, you know, you're doing the best you can under these really crazy circumstances. There are times when you'll have to encourage yourself just by celebrating. One of the things I notice is that we spend a lot of time in our concerns and our tragedies, and then we speed through our joys. Look at social media. Look at the news. They will talk about a negative headline day after day after day after day. People will post about a negative situation day after day after day after day. Something good happens. It's one post. People say, yeah, good job, and then they're back to the negative. And I'm not talking about denial. I'm not saying you don't look at reality. I'm saying you pray about reality and push forward. Press on. And it's a lot easier to press on when you have a goal, a vision, a dream. One of the wonderful things about motherhood is sacred, fatherhood is sacred. One of the wonderful things about fatherhood, one of the wonderful things about grandparents and aunts and uncles and foster parents and godparents is that our children and the next generation give us something to live for. They give us something to be better for. They give us something to hope for and look forward to and to put our energy and our efforts into. One of the things I love. I've seen so many people become grandparents. And before they became grandparents, they were complaining about the weather and their bad knee and their shoulder hurts and they have all these problems and oh dear and oh my. And then let them meet that little baby and they get that spring in their step. It's like they're revived. Our youth is renewed like the eagles, right? And I've seen that happen so many times. I mean, oh. I've seen people who couldn't get themselves together, who had problems or addictions or just couldn't make it in life or were in the club all the time or just, you know, going the wrong way. And they got a niece or a nephew. I can think of two or three guys I know, and they straightened it up. They got it together because they had somebody to be a role model for or a good example for. One of the wonderful things about parenting is that every day of your life, you have a reason to get up in the morning and do your best. You have a reason. You have a reason to hope. You have a reason to believe God for the very best. Now, here's the good news about that. All of us are part of leading, guiding, and directing the future generation. The reason we want you to find your gift and talent is, yes, so you can be happy, and yes, so you can fulfill your purpose, and we want all of that. We want you to follow God's call on your life. We want you to walk in the anointing you have. We want all of that for you. But the main reason we want it for you is because it's about others, folks. When you walk in your calling and you become a teacher, let's say, or a nurse, or a doctor, or someone who helps people, you don't just help yourself, you also help future generations. The people around you, yes, but people to come. When you are an excellent parent, maybe you're making a decision about your child's education right now, and you're deciding things and you're working on things, you're shaping them for the future. I see myself as a love letter to everyone from God. But I see you that way too. My love letter that lets people know that God loves them might be my books. The Way We Make Sense, The Marriage of Saints, the new book, Mother of Nations, the books I have written. But it also might be a song that I sing, like my Global Music Award winning projects or my Native American Music Award projects. It also might be something I do, like this show, motivational speaking, college teaching. But most of all, I truly believe my love letter is someone I raised, who will go like a good arrow aimed into the future and do many great things and succeed in them all. And that's what gives me passion. That's what gives me drive. That's what gets me up in the morning. I know a pandemic and politics and drama and inflation and crazy news and world war, whatever we're on right now. And here it is. Hope that something I do today will go into the future and make it good. Because I'm doing it for the person, the people, my children, that I love the most. I want you to wake up every day excited about God's plan for your life, looking for the blessings that God has for you, honoring in all the ways possible the gifts and talents that have been placed in you. And one of the greatest ways to do that is to think about the people you'll help. Think about the future you'll impact. You want to be immortal? You want your name to live forever? Write a book. Make some music. Make a film. Those are good things. But most of all, live your life in such a way that it has a positive impact on the people around you, especially young people. What if you are a young person? Well, everyone is a mentor to someone. Everyone's a mentor to someone. I mean, if right now you're in high school, oh my goodness, the middle schoolers are looking up to you. If you make good decisions, they'll see you making those good decisions. Everybody has somebody that's watching your life. I was amazed at a friend of mine who was having a terrible time potty training her toddler. And she said, this is ridiculous. I don't know why I can't do it. It's not working. He's 2 years old and all that. Well, she has a kindergartner who said, I'll do it, Mom. And he did. He persuaded his little sibling to use the potty. Why? Because to her, he was the most cool an amazing person in the world because he's 5 and can ride a bicycle and goes to kindergarten. Everyone has someone watching their life. Who's watching yours? Especially with social media. You will never know. Someone told me that when I first started this show on Native Voice One, and they said, now, you must know, he was one of our great medicine men, and he's gone on now. He's walked on now. But at the time, he blessed me, and he told me this show would be a great show, and he said he knew it would help a lot of people. He said, but from now on, your life is not completely your own. People will be watching your life. And some of them will do what you do, and some of them will do what you say, and some of them will do as you do. Who's watching your life? That shouldn't scare you. That shouldn't be, you know, that shouldn't be like, oh no. That should be, oh wow, I'm really going to use these gifts and talents. I'm really going to help a lot of people. I'm really going to do better because I want them to reminisce over me. Most of us cannot name people who played in bowl games 10 years ago. We can't. We can't name the whole team roster of this bowl game or that bowl game, but we can almost all of us name a teacher who made a difference in our lives or name a family member who cared about us. And regardless of who you are, I believe all of us can name people who helped us when we needed it. We can all name people who, when we were in trouble or having a difficult time, in some way, shape, or form, helped us. Let's be those people. Let's be those people we needed when we were younger. Let's be those people that our area needs. Let's be those people who encourage and uplift others. Let's be those people who they talk about favorably for years to come. Now, okay, I get this question a lot, and I really want to make sure that I address it today. What do you do when you make it? What do you do when you make it? And I want to make sure I talk about that. Because we talk a lot about what to do if you mess up. Go to God, get on the right path, go to treatment, get wise counsel, go to therapy. We talk about that. But what do you do when your dreams come true? So simple. You bring them to God, too. When I won my first Global Music Award, I was over the moon. I mean, my social media was blowing up. All my friends were excited. I just couldn't believe it. I was just so amazed. And I brought it to God. And that's something I started doing as a very young person. I bring every good thing to God. I know, it's easy to bring God our complaints and our bills and our problems, you know. I pray about those. But I also decided, I was probably about 12 or 13, and I decided I would bring all my good report cards to God. I would bring all my good achievements to God, all my awards and decisions, every college acceptance. I brought those things to God, and it was amazing what he said to me about them. Like, it wasn't just, I'll take it from here. Oh, I got into all these colleges, I'll pick one. No, I brought them all to God and said, now what? Where do I go? I won this pageant and then asked God, what do I do next? Right? I bring the joys, I bring the triumphs, I bring the victories to God, just like I bring in the trials and tribulations and problems and tears. My first Global Music Award, I was so excited to win it. I was so thrilled. I thought, no, this is it. This is the crowning jewel of my career. I am so happy to do that. And I brought it to God, and it was like, oh, yeah. And the next time I won a silver medal. And then this single, which, you know, I mean, the people who compete in these categories, they have the best of everything, and they're out on tour, and they're doing all kinds of things, and here's my song that I sang in a revival from my heart with a little church microphone and all of that, and I would never have thought, oh, bring it, you know, bring it to the Global Music Awards, but I did, and we won. One of the great things about being a parent is that, yes, oh, my goodness, the blessings, the congratulations happen when you give birth. And I think about that moment all of the time, and I love it. But then from that minute on, every move you make has to come to God. Their first steps and their first words and then all of the other things that come that are good or bad, you will spend your life connected. What do you do when you make it? What do you do when your dreams come true? What do you do when it looks like you finally got what you prayed for? Bring it back to God. That's exactly what Mary and Joseph do in the Bible. Jesus is born, and we see the nativity scene, and everybody praises God, and there's a heavenly host of angels, and shepherds come, and it's just so wonderful. And we could all say, yes, that's great. Congratulations. The miracle is here. The prophecy is fulfilled. The child of promise has arrived. But Mary and Joseph take him to the temple, and they meet Simeon and Anna, and they hear more information, more wisdom. Mary gets a prophetic word. Anna begins to evangelize by telling everyone who looks for him that he's here. They bring the miracle back to God. That's what you do when your dreams come true. You bring them back to God and say, God, thank you so much. I dedicate this to you, and now what would you have me do? And I guarantee you will be amazed and delighted by his answer. We're amazed and delighted to win a Global Music Award for God on the Mountain. It's available wherever streaming services are, and it's also got a great YouTube video that you can enjoy and share with your friends. This is the year when dreams come true. Every year is the year when dreams come true. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima. Global Music Award winner. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, and your girl Miss Zeta. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. What's the world forget?
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.